Well, from Ferguson to Tokyo now, it was 70 years ago this week that the single deadliest night of World War II occurred. More than 300 U.S. B-29 bombers dropped thousands of tons of incendiary bombs on the city's crowded wooden neighborhoods. And those bombs ignited a firestorm that burned at a temperature that soared above 1,000 degrees, killing more than 100,000 people. The death toll of the attack actually surpassed the death tolls of each of the atomic bombs dropped on Japan later in 1945. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports.
A task force of B-29s. Their noses point towards Japan. Their shining bellies are filled with bombs for Tokyo.
On March the 9th, 1945, a huge armada of B-29 bombers takes off from the tiny island of Tinian, far out in the Pacific Ocean. This is a Pathé News report on the operation.
You see some of the bombs landing far below. The Japs had a much closer view.
The tone is triumphal. The enemy is getting what he deserves. But on the ground, thousands of incendiary bombs are raining down on the dense wooden neighborhoods of central Tokyo. The wind is high. A firestorm has begun. Haruyo Nihei was 8 years old that night. As the siren sounded, she ran from her home to a shelter, but it wasn't deep enough. As the firestorm raged closer, she had to run again.
Parents were running from the flames carrying babies on their backs, and other children running beside them. I saw the babies on their backs catching fire. The mothers were going insane. Soon, the parents and the other children were covered in flames too. Everyone was burning.
Haruyo ran until she could run no more. Finally, she collapsed.
The city burned until 5 a.m. By then, everything had been consumed. I was dragged out. I looked down where I had been lying. At least 10 people had been lying on top of me. All of them were dead, charred and blackened. I was saved by the people who died.
By morning, the fire had consumed 25 square kilometers of Tokyo and countless lives. At the back of a small memorial park near Tokyo's Sumida River, an old man opens the heavy brass doors to a large vault. Here, stacked on shelves from floor to ceiling, are row upon row of large white porcelain urns. They contain the ashes of 105,000 people. What's really strange is very, very few people in Japan even know this place exists. It was the worst night of bombing in history, and yet around the world, March the 10th is almost completely forgotten. Even here in Japan, it is barely commemorated. For Kisako Motoki, that is inexplicable.
Maybe our government doesn't want to upset the Americans. The bombing was indiscriminate. It killed over 100,000 people. But until now, no investigation has been done. This is a strange country.
The man who ordered the raid, U.S. Air Force General Curtis LeMay, once said if America had lost the war, he fully expected to be tried as a war criminal for what he had done to Tokyo. Yet now, just 70 years later, the most deadly night of World War II is hardly talked about at all.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo.